Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Right, Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, 12 after 7. What do you pretend to know more about than you really do? Yeah, there's a handful of stuff we like to pretend we know a whole lot about. Also, what are the odds of switching to a 4-day work week in your position? You know, maybe doing like a 10-hour day instead of an 8. There are more and more companies considering it. We'll get to that story. And what you need to teach your kids about money. It is Wednesday, the 30th of June of 2021. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. A new poll on faking it just came out. People were asked to name the things they have to pretend to know about so they don't look stupid.
Yeah. This is going to be a great story.
I'm making a list.
I am too.
62% admitted they do it with at least one topic. Here are the top things we wish we didn't have to do it with. Car repairs.
I wouldn't even try. I'm a big fat. I don't know.
Same.
Like when you're talking to a mechanic, just under half of us have pretended to know more about cars than we really do.
Now, I will nod my head and pretend to understand what they're telling me when I don't. You know,
right?
Wow, we gotta take this and do this here and that. Okay, yeah, that sounds good. I'm in. Sure.
I was without my car, you may recall, for about a month because of some issue with the front axle.
Yeah.
And they had to like get this part that wasn't even made yet, so they had to manufacture the part in Germany, and then it had to be shipped over. And It was a big to-do.
Huge, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it is still not clear to me to this day what exactly the issue was and what they had to do.
Uh-huh. Didn't they give you like a whole new end, like a whole front end?
It is my understanding that they replaced the entire front wheel system, like everything front, except for the tires themselves.
Wow.
That everything was replaced. And I would ask questions. I get, what are they doing again? And there was so much double talk that, you know, and I don't feel that it was intentional. It was falling on deaf ears.
Right.
That said,
I give you credit for asking questions.
To a point
for
of
trying.
Annoyance, some might say, yeah.
I would have just been like, all right, whatever, just fix it.
Yeah.
Same. I'd have been like, just call me when it's ready. I'll get it. Sounds good.
Well, it cost me nothing because it was under warranty.
Even better. Yeah.
And they gave me a sweet-ass loaner. Like, it was nicer than
your car?
Oh, and faster and way more expensive.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
I didn't drive it. I just looked at it.
Yeah. Did you want that car after you got your car back where you're like,
Sure, if they want to give it to me. But I don't want to pay that kind of money for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the kind of I should have taken that as a sign, like, it's going to be a while. So we're going to make sure you're comfortable.
Make sure you're happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have taken that.
I appreciate it. Yeah, no complaints.
When they give you a better car than your own for a month.
Yeah.
That's your sign.
Right.
Yeah. That's a sign to don't ask questions.
Nope.
Don't pressure. Don't push.
That's why I didn't put.
Smile and drive.
I would just nicely say, so what is that again? Okay.
But this is why it's so important.
I'll be on my way now.
To have a car place that you really trust, because they would literally give me back my car and I'd be like, I don't know. You know what I mean? You have to really trust who has your car.
Right. That's for sure. 38% of people who've been caught pretending have said that they doubled down and would not admit it.
Oh, I know some people that will double down.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot more doubling down these days than, say, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you, I have really grown to love I don't know. Because
same.
It's like, you know, I don't know. Is there anything you could absolutely, positively know 100% for sure? No. Other than I love my kid.
Do you know how many people don't like I don't know, though? When they ask you a question like, well, what are you going to do about that? You're like, I don't know. They're like, well, what do you mean you don't know?
Well, I have some ideas.
I don't know.
I think I might know. I'll say I think I might know.
You don't really want to know what I want to know.
Yeah.
I mean, the last time I looked in on my kid, he seemed fine.
I don't know.
Home improvement stuff is another one. God. 47% of us wish we knew more.
Here's what I would say, though. Jen, you were saying sometimes you just pretend. If you fake it till you make it. The home improvement stuff through the years, there have been plenty of times when I'm talking to an HVAC guy or a plumber and I'm just doing that.
Yeah.
Just pretending I know what you're saying.
Right.
But if you pretend enough and pay attention enough and learn enough through the course of faking it till you make it, I now know some of
you
those
do.
Things.
Yeah.
It's just sort of a way to learn.
Yeah. You know what it is for me? It's radio equipment.
I got to listen.
No joke.
God.
I mean, I deal with it daily. I've been at this for almost, 35-something years now, and I still don't know what the hell I'm doing. Like, from a technical standpoint.
Because they keep bringing in new things.
I know. you see what I'm dealing with just in this move over to the new building.
It's nutty.
Trying to port some stuff over. And
I don't even know what that means. Port. What do you mean port?
I'm not even sure that's the right term.
Transfer.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, it is porting it, but they call it transferring. You call it whatever you want.
I'm attaching my own terminology. Yeah.
You
to
should.
It.
My list includes things that I pretend to know more than I do: social media, computers, technology, video editing.
That was the first one on my list.
Make it till you make it.
Oh God!
But I said social media too.
I get myself into so much trouble though when I try to fake it till I make.
Well, I have
you
to.
See
or
what
I
happens?
Don't, I don't. I got to get a paycheck.
I know, but you see what happens when I try to fake it till you make it with technology.
Well, you,
don't
you,
I
you
make the problem
from
a
the
million
start.
Times
you logged in
worse.
Wrong from the beginning
right.
and all that stuff.
I think between the four of us,
need
though,
to surrender early.
We have enough information on all of those things that we can make it. You know what I mean? Like you may not know how to do A, but I know how to do A. But you can do B. And Jeff can do C, and then we're like, we got it between the four of us.
And then all of you just keep a close eye on me
we
and
do.
Make sure I don't make things a lot worse.
This is
worse.
Why Jen's not in charge of stuff.
It is fun to watch the technical thing unravel with you, though.
Yeah.
Because it just does.
Yeah.
I mean.
There's something you're putting out to the universe. That well, you. There's something about you that attracts that.
My energy healer told me I'm just not in alignment with technology.
Not enough shunting over
not,
here.
I do not resonate with technology. We are vibrating on completely different frequencies.
I agree
and
with
that.
That
is because you guys, I didn't even let you into the loop of what happened, what was going down last week with me and technology.
What happened last week?
Trying to put in for vacation time on ADP.
Well, that's easy enough.
No, it's not. Well, no, it's not.
You figure it would be, Jeff.
Because I put it in three separate times.
On your phone?
I did it on my phone. I
that's
did it
why.
On my iPad. Uh-huh. And I did it on a regular
desktop
okay. computer. And every time I took a picture of it, a screenshot of it, of how it was showing up on my screen. But by the time it got to our boss, it looked like I was trying to take 3.5 weeks off straight. And I'm like, no, look how I put it in. This is what it says here. They had to shoot it all the way up to corporate.
Wow.
Even corporate couldn't figure out
wow.
what was
well, good.
Going
See,
on.
It's not you.
And that's exactly how I felt. Vindicated.
Yeah,
I
you
felt
should've.
Like, look, it's not me.
Power.
Did you this feel vindicated or did you feel like the technology gods are out to get you? That they've targeted you?
I think that definitely I'm being used as an example of what not to do. I think that might be true. But yeah, it was like, see, it is. I did everything right.
Yeah, but maybe
and
that's
it
the
still
thing.
Was wrong.
Maybe it's happening to you so that you could come on the radio and tell people, look, it is fine to remain calm when you're going through all of these situations, because sometimes it is not you.
I don't know. I've seen Jen have a couple meltdowns over technology, and they are fun to watch.
Like on Friday, when our boss came in and told us that there was a fireworks shortage, and Jen then lost her bleep, and I was like, there's the fireworks.
Oh, that was fun. That yeah. was a good one.
I don't even really remember what I was mad about.
I don't know, but you went bonkers for like a minute and a half, and it was great.
Something involving videos, I think.
It was. Yeah. You were like, I don't know why!
Yeah.
Oh, I was trying to send a freaking video.
And yeah. it's all coming back.
That was
back
the
to
other thing. I had a 30-second video. A 30-second video. And you're going to tell me that I can't email that because the file is too long?
Yeah, about 3 seconds is the max.
30 seconds?
3 is the max.
That
yeah.
is dumb.
Cue the fireworks sounder.
But I helped
By
you.
The way.
I helped you, Jen.
You did. And you know what? That didn't work either.
Well,
and
that's
you
not
watched
my
me do, but you watched me do it. I did. I copied the damn iCloud link and I pasted it.
Well, she learned
and
that.
I sent it to the person that was supposed to get it. And then all communication just stopped. And the next day, when the guy got back from vacation, he came in and had me airdrop it to him.
So yesterday. So yesterday I emailed a 17-second video effortlessly. It just went on our email.
Yeah, but
and the client got it.
She also has trouble with like her mailbox being full all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, but we know why that is.
Yeah, no, but
I
know.
But I would say I would because she gets so many and she never deletes. But this is like her corporate email account, which is not ever supposed to max out.
Well, uh-huh.
But somehow it does.
Well, and that's the thing, too. At one point, I had like 50,000 emails in there and my mailbox wasn't full.
And it was fine.
We deleted all 50,000, right? Now I get 1,000 in there and all of a sudden my mailbox is full and I can't send email anymore. Why was it not full when there was 50,000 in there, but now it's full at 1,000? It
I don't
makes
know, Jen.
No sense to me.
No sense at all.
What else we got?
It really is like the technology gods are messing with her, just having fun with it.
It is.
Here,
it
hold
is.
This amethyst for a while.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I'm telling you what's happening is all of this technology stuff that I just, you know, swallow and I just deal. It's coming out in other places. I almost killed a woman on the road yesterday.
Oh.
Not
on purpose, right?
Well, I don't know. I
You're
thought
about
it.
You're supposed to be a calm force. What's
well,
happening
to you? Well, she flipped me off for no good reason.
It's the heat.
And then
what,
I know.
In your opinion, is no good reason?
There, it's this one time a day, there is this one particular road that I need to make a left turn on, but there's a big company that's just letting out work, and so there's always a lot of traffic just backed up waiting for the stoplights, right? And this is a regular thing for me, turning left into this massive traffic going the other way. And
right.
you kind of have to wait for somebody to let you in.
Sure.
Well, it looked like this woman was leaving a gap for me to make that left-hand turn. And as I pulled out to get in front of her, she hit the gas and almost hit me, right? So, of course, she's yelling at me, and then she pulls ahead of me. She doesn't let me in. She goes ahead and pulls ahead, and so she's right in front of me in stop traffic, and she sticks her whole arm out the window and flips me the bird. And so then I'm just sitting behind her for, like, the next 5 minutes, and I'm seething, right? I'm filing my nails as I'm sitting still in traffic, right. plotting and planning how I can assault this woman.
Yeah.
Either verbally.
With the Emery board.
With my Emery board, I'm going to let her have
no,
it.
No.
Right? I know.
Did you just breathe a lot?
I did a lot of breathing.
You do but the magic she, breathing.
And I don't know if she, when she flipped me off, I don't know if she saw my face or not, but I did one of those. Oh, that's classy.
Real grown-up lady.
Oh,
you know,
nice.
You're supposed to give the thumbs down. Didn't you learn that on this show?
Is that
like
what you
do? It's more effective than flipping the bird is the thumbs down. So I've been now thumbing down people.
Boo.
Know
bad
what?
Move.
They flip the bird and you're like, well, boo on you.
I'm sorry, lady. I mistook you for a nice person.
Right.
I thought you were letting me in.
Hmm.
And then you were like, whoa, you got one car ahead.
That's my favorite is when they lose their minds over the fact that you just want to get by them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not even trying to slow you down, dude. You're not going anywhere, so can you just let me pass?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Go on. Just go on. It's fine.
I'm just glad you didn't have any weapons on you.
This is awesome.
Yeah, I will tell you, the road rage, because a lot of people are getting ready to take to the roads, and they are saying that the road rage is at an all-time high.
Well, sure, no one was on the road for a year, and all of a sudden, bam, everyone's there.
All of the reports are saying gas prices and road rage are just going to be crazy.
Yeah, I don't get the whole, like, I'm going to speed up intentionally and leave absolutely no room between me and the car in front of me so that you can't get into that. Like, what is that about?
It's everybody's mad about something else.
It's coming out there
because it's such people and other cars are such an easy target.
Let's be nice to each other.
Let's be nice, no matter where we are, whether it's Kings Island or Dave and Buster's or wherever you may be going.
Ding the bell, Tim. Where are you, buddy?
I think those two situations might be a little different, but yes.
Well, angry people getting in fights, you know, tension. Mm-hmm.
So the 4th of July is on a Sunday this year. So a lot of people will get Monday off. That'll be nice. Have a 4-day work week.
Yeah, we are.
But here's a question. Should we just do that all the time? I'm hearing this more and more.
I would love it.
A new survey asked 13,000 Americans if we should ditch the 5-day work week and do 4 days a week with 10-hour days instead.
I think if I was working a regular 9-to-5-er, I would be all about that.
You think?
I think so. Yeah, I would. Same. I would love to have a three days off, because 2 days never seems to be quite enough. It's like I don't get everything done I need to get done.
Yeah.
Most people I know do 8:30 to 5:30 with an hour for lunch, and I've had a lot of people say, you know, 8:30 to 5:30, I mean, that's a 9-hour day.
It's a long day, yep.
And, yeah, I get an hour for lunch, but, you know, I'd rather do, like, 20 minutes to a half-hour lunch so I can get out of there. And it's still more than an 8-hour day.
Mm-hmm. When I used to work, and so I don't know if a lot of people know this, but I worked the front desk here for 3 months, and then I worked downstairs in the sales department for about 6 months, maybe 7. And that was my schedule, 8:30 to 5:30 with an hour for lunch. But I had to commute to and from work. So that was about an additional 45 minutes. So your 9-hour workday is really 11 plus hours by the time you commute, if you're coming from a little ways away, because
right,
those are prime traffic times. So it felt like,
and you're supposed to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep a day.
But that felt like my whole day was working and driving in the car.
Right.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
there are people that, listening right now and going, yep, that's my life.
It's my crazy.
Life. Yeah. My life every day.
So, I don't know, that, you know, it's come up. 66% of Americans say, yeah, they would actually prefer the 4-day work week doing 10 hours instead of the 5-day work week doing 8 or 9 hours or whatever you're doing now. Only less than a quarter said they would rather stick with the current system of 5 days a week.
Would you rather have Friday or Monday off?
I would like to have Monday off, because I think Fridays at work are super fun.
Heading into.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'll take either. I got to think about that.
I'd want Monday too.
You would want Monday off?
Yep.
72% of people think that they would be just as productive or more productive if they only had to work 4 days a week. That might be true.
Yeah, mm-hmm. See, 4 days a week.
And people. This part surprised us, but older people were much more likely to think a 4-day work week makes sense. Yeah, only 18%. This is interesting. Only 18% of people 45 and up prefer a 5-day work week, compared to 30% of people younger than that. I think, I don't think we would have that option here. Do you?
I think if we had more of a 9-to-5 sort of situation, it would make more sense for us. But we kind of have a more of a unique situation.
Yeah. I mean, I think we would be able to, you know, produce content that could air even if we weren't here.
Sure.
But we wouldn't have.
It's not as fun, though.
It wouldn't be like the day after the Super Bowl. We wouldn't be able to talk about the soup, you know.
We got to be
that
here.
That would be the
live, yeah. local, and to the minute.
In case something
just
happens.
Just like all those news stations.
There's enough other radio stations out there that just pipe everything
yeah,
in.
Yeah, not us.
And aren't live.
And are local. Not live, and they're not local. You're right. Yeah. Yeah, that's one thing I love about this gig. We're live, we're local, we live here, we eat here, we play here.
We have incidents on the road here.
Look some out. Involving Jen, some not.
On Bethany, in case you're thinking it might have been you.
Dang, Jen. Chill.
Your old neighborhood.
Somebody needs a drink or some love.
Do you need a hug?
I think she needs a little.
I feel better. It's out. It's good.
What else? All right, so I'm putting Jen down for Monday. She's going to start taking Mondays off.
Okay. Me too. Can I too?
Fritz is going to start taking Mondays off. Tim, you want Mondays or Fridays?
I'll take Fridays off.
Okay.
Great.
I mean, hell, you could do Tuesdays or Wednesdays.
Well, let's do Wednesday.
You could do
the
middle of the week.
Yeah? You like taking it, breaking it up a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
cool.
Are
you making a calendar over there trying to figure out?
I am.
Yeah, because on July 5th.
Put my spreadsheet together here.
What was it you that was saying, I got all this vacation time. I'm just going to take every Friday off through the end of the year.
I thought about it.
So I guess I'll be here on Fridays.
Yeah.
I'll be here with you. We could have a nice little cocktail hour.
I love it.
Yeah. Like this Friday, we're definitely having drinks. Tim and I are going to deliver the grand prize for the listener appreciation. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to...
You got any of those handy, by the way?
I do. And then we're going to come back here and we're going to celebrate
a little toast.
Our last show together on the air in this building. Q102 is staying a thing.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate that.
Oh, my goodness.
So I got like
four
emails yesterday.
You have to tell people what
this story. We're not, this like the radio station's not moving to a different planet or anything.
Where did you, what happened?
We're staying here.
A couple messages on Instagram and I got an email and there was concern. It's such a sad day. I'm going to miss you guys. It's so sad that Q102 is leaving. We're not leaving. We're just physically moving an office building. We're just moving down the street. We will still be at 101.9. It will still be Jeff and Jen. And
yeah, that was really funny to me.
Everything's the same. We're just moving our office.
And you know, this has been misunderstood for like the past year. First of all, this has been in the works, I think, for the past 2 years at least. And I don't know. It started out one day when I made a comment that we were moving to Oakley, and people thought that I personally was moving to Oakley.
Mm-hmm.
I love Oakley.
Right.
But I'm not moving to Oakley. So I explained that, no, Q102 is moving to Oakley.
Mm-hmm.
So that's come up on the show every once in a while. We're moving to the new building. Or we're moving.
Yeah.
And legit, there were some people that thought that Q102, the radio station, was packing up and leaving Cincinnati to go somewhere else.
We're not. Right. We're just moving to Kennedy Street.
Kennedy Avenue.
Yeah. Kennedy Avenue.
In a brand spanking new, built from the ground up facility, state of the art, beautiful. Beautiful. We're going to feel all kinds of fancy come Tuesday morning.
Well, there are people there now that I've been communicating with, and they're talking about how amazing it is. So I just am like, now I can't wait to get there. It's like going on vacation.
Yeah, they
except
staggered
for we're
the
moving
move.
To our new beach house.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick. Oh. Yep. $7,000 prize package up for grabs. What's the day, Friday?
Yes, we're actually, today is the very last day to enter at WKRQ.com. And then I believe they're going to pick a winner tomorrow and get all the goodies together. And then on Friday, Tim and I might be coming to your house, your work, wherever.
All right, so there's still time for you to get online and register at WKRQ.com. We got a $7,000 prize pack involving a vacation, a staycation, a Louis that you can't find anywhere. It's pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Need to check that out online at WKRQ.com because it's also stuffed with $500 gift cards from Genesis Diamonds, Burns Garden Center, and Advanced Cosmetic Surgery and Laser Center, and that $500 Queen City card you can use to spend locally. So when you go online at WKRQ.com and register, make sure you tell us a little bit about yourself so we can send you a shout out on the radio.
Yes, like Sarah Zistler from Lebanon. Sarah said, I love the morning show. It's a great balance of personalities, but my favorite would have to be Tim. I feel like I'm always on his page.
What was her name?
I'm not sure what that means. Sarah.
Sarah, I got you. We connect. We know. We got each other.
Angie Duble of Park Hills, Kentucky. Angie said, the morning show is always fun and it really gets me going in the morning. So hello to Angie. She is an AGM for Hard Rock Cafe Cincinnati. So that's a new job there for Angie. Also loving on Teresa Merrill from Covington. Teresa works in HR. She says, I've been listening to Q102 my whole life. I have kids now. They're grown, but that was still one of part of my favorite memories with them growing up, taking them to school, listening to Q102 in the car and having the kids sing along. So shout out to Teresa. Jeff, do you have any Dua Lipa over there?
Oh, I'm sure I do.
Well, that's a few of their favorite artists. I thought maybe we could play a little bit of Dua Lipa for Teresa and for Angie. Also, hi to Sarah.
So one of the things we'll be getting in the new building is a new library that is a lot faster to search than this one.
Well, oh, good.
Be wonderful.
Yeah, because ever since you uttered the words Dua Lipa, I hit the button and it's still loading. Now, granted, we got a lot of songs, but...
If you want to come away with me, I'll take a galaxy and I'll take it for a ride.
There we go. I got it.
All right. Just pick any Dua Lipa.
That took no time at all.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.